Farm Bureau's 94th year in Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And there's no doubt that, Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture, whether it be in Tennessee or across the nation.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch leading the some 1,000 farmers and guests that have gathered in Franklin this week for the organization's 94th annual convention.
We're really looking forward to leaders from all across Tennessee coming to Franklin to discuss issues important to agriculture and get some good information that would help them in their farming operation and leadership in Farm Bureau, and also to make plans for what our policy will be for the next year. So it's our feature meeting of the year, and we have some really good leaders, and it's always an enjoyment to see them and see their work and see what they can get accomplished for farmers all across Tennessee.
And a lot of information shared at the Farm Bureau Convention, as the farm leaders have already heard from Congressman Stephen Fincher as he spoke last night at the memorial service. Today, Senator Lamar Alexander and USDA Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Hardin will address the group. And tomorrow, a message from Governor Bill Haslam. As for Lacey Upchurch, he will deliver his last president's address this afternoon during the start of the business session. The Cumberland County beef producer is retiring after 10 years of leading the nation's largest state farm bureau.
Well, I think really the best part of my service as president of Tennessee Farm Bureau is just, the fellowship and working as a leader with the other farmers across the state and the people I've gotten to know. And it's just been a special relationship, and it's just a wonderful organization. And of course, it makes you feel good to be representing, farm and rural people, because they're the salt of the earth.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.